Disease is caused by a combination of factors, behavior agents in the environment, and a person's genetic makeup. Yesterday, federal scientists announced they have completed the first phase of a major effort to understand how those factors work together. The program is called the Environmental Genome Project. It aims to identify genetic variations that explain why people respond in different ways to potential hazards in the environment. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
These are heady days for people in the world of genome science. Monday, the celebrated Human Genome Project released a nearly complete version of the DNA readout for humanity. Operating in the shadows of this project is a much smaller endeavor, which focuses on a relative handful of genes involved with how the body interacts with the environment. Mary Claire King, who studies breast cancer genes at the University of Washington, appreciates the value of both projects.
The Genome Project itself gives us now the virtually complete sequence of essentially one amalgamated person. That's fabulous. We use it all the time. It's great. It tells us nothing about variation in that genome person to person.
That's where the Environmental Genome Project comes in. Researchers identified more than 500 genes they think are critical in how the body reacts to chemicals, germs, and other factors that influence health. Scientists then sought out 90 Americans, representing a cross-section of the global population, and set to work finding out exactly what those 500 critical genes do and how they vary from person to person. At a news conference yesterday, project organizers announced that they've completed that task now for more than 200 of those genes. Samuel Wilson from the National Institute of Environmental Health Sciences says the project uses a very broad definition of environment.
It includes lifestyle, socioeconomic factors, behavior, of course, chemical toxicants, and so on.
This broad focus makes good sense since human health risks are rarely narrow. For example, Martin Smith from the University of California at Berkeley has been studying genes involved in the process by which benzene causes leukemia. It turns out that the same biochemistry is at work in childhood leukemia, but benzene isn't the trigger in this case. For children, it seems naturally occurring compounds in food are acting a lot like benzene.
So in other words, research on a chemical contaminant, benzene, led to an interesting hypothesis, which is all it is right now, that the diet is important.
In fact, his work inspired a study that found that folic acid in the diet actually reduces the risk of leukemia in children. This is just an early example of the kind of work that will flow from the Environmental Genome Project. Kenneth Olden, who heads the Environmental Health Sciences Institute, sees this as a boon not only to medical researchers, but to agencies that have to regulate environmental risks.
I think the kind of data that we're going to generate in the next decade will provide the kind of information that is needed to make rational and sound environmental public policy decisions and decisions that are not based on the number of default assumptions that are used now.
That hope rests on the optimistic assumption that genetic information will reveal the mechanisms that trigger disease and define the broad range of human variation that makes people more or less at risk. Richard Harris, NPR News, Bethesda, Maryland.